with both Jesus and St. Paul with some harsh words in the readings this morning as we continue to hear St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Yesterday, if we remember, he was calling out the Gentiles for their ignorance, for their darkened mind, for attempting to deny the reality of God, when all they have to do is simply open their eyes to all of creation to see that there is a God. And today, we skipped over a part, so I really hope you went back to read as he goes into the specifics of what happens in our lives when we deny the existence of God. The immorality and the impurity that when our lusts take over. And now we're beginning in chapter 2, and now he's talking to the Jews with some very harsh words. He's calling them forward, calling them out about their hypocrisy, and reminding them that they will be held to the same standard that they are holding others to. But also reminding them of the promise, the hope of eternal life. That those who persevere in good works, those who persevere in seeking glory and honor and immortality, that heaven awaits them. Heaven awaits us. But hell awaits those who practice not those things. Affliction and distress will come upon everyone who does evil. Just clear. You know, sometimes we try to be nice with our words and we don't want to be too, you know, condemning or too confrontational. But St. Paul and in the gospel, Jesus didn't have that burden upon themselves. Because like the response to the psalm says, only in God is my soul at rest. And this is the secret. When we hear what might sound like the harsh words of condemnation and judgment, but with the promise of immortality, the way to achieve that, the way to have that balance in our life, is to live out Psalm 62. Only in God is my soul at rest. So we can ask ourselves this morning, in whom have I placed my rest? Where does my heart rest? Is it a particular political philosophy? Is there a certain political agenda within the church? Is there a certain, you know, prominence in the culture I'm trying to achieve? Is it within my occupation or my schoolwork, my athletics? Where do I place my rest? He is my rock and my salvation. He is my stronghold. From him comes my hope. He is my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. So if we are easily disturbed, if we easily lose our peace, if we feel like we're always on the defensive trying to combat the evils of the world, and my soul is never at rest, have I really placed my God as the center of my life? It's a good examination of conscience. Jesus and St. Paul are both calling us to a higher standard. Not simply of an external piety of doing the right things on the outside, but allowing those right things that we do on the outside to allow our hearts to be conformed. Today, October 13th, we remember the great apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, the miracle of the dancing sun. Again, if you don't know the story, if you need to be reminded, just do a search for it. This amazing natural event that took place where for maybe 10 minutes, the sun danced in the sky as an outward manifestation of the powerful words of our Blessed Mother to these three young children and to thousands of people who were watching. And her simple message, pray the rosary and do penance for those who are sinners. And so may we take upon that message as we hear these harsh words maybe of Jesus and St. Paul, that there are many people who have not placed God at the center of their life, that we will pray the rosary for their conversion and willingly, joyfully do penance for their souls. Amen.